Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Yes, we have to think about everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance if you want to be healthy. On today's show, I am explaining how to keep your child healthy after antibiotics. It's important to know how to help your child after antibiotics by improving lymph flow. Antibiotics create excess cellular waste that can build in the body, creating toxicity and inflammation. When your child has a couple of rounds of antibiotics, the cellular waste and inflammation can negatively affect the brain, skin, or organs, creating dysfunction and disease. When you improve the lymphatic system through a more alkaline diet, alkalizing supplements like magnesium, some probiotics, systemic enzymes to break down waste, and manual lymphatic drainage, you improve circulation and the natural detoxification of cellular waste that are created after antibiotics. This is something that every parent really should know about, and really everybody. It's not just for children. We all need to know how to balance and clean our body after antibiotics. So I'll explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help the body overcome an illness, lower your risk of disease, and to help improve how you feel physically and mentally. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients, many of them infants, to help improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. I published this book 10 years ago. It explains how most health problems are due to cellular waste building in our body because we're acidic and our body is not able to give up waste. And everything I wrote 10 years ago is coming true. Research is finding this today. I help people nationally and internationally. I coach them, a lymphatic health coach. And really, most people don't even know they have a lymphatic system. So if you have a serious illness and you're trying to get healthy and you'd like to incorporate the lymphatic system, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. An easy URL is lymphman.com, lymphman.com. So antibiotics really are a miracle drug. They have saved the lives of millions of people around the world. But they have another side that we have to think of. And it's really that as it's killing this bad bacteria, it's also killing healthy cells, and this cellular that we're damaging them really creates waste in our body. It all doesn't just get picked up by our veins and lymphatic system, and it stores in our tissues. And if this happens repeatedly over a few rounds of antibiotics, it can create major problems in your child. Let's look at the word antibiotic. Anti means against. Biotic means life. So antibiotics are against life, with no discrimination to bad bacteria or healthy cells. So when we give a child antibiotics, and sometimes two or three times due to ear infections or sore throats, we create a buildup of cellular waste and inflammation. And it's really important to understand that some children go through rounds and rounds of antibiotics. When you create inflammation in your child over and over, we actually are making them toxic. And it's this toxicity that we really have to deal with and we don't think of. Many people think of taking a probiotic after taking antibiotics. But we really need to be more aggressive in the idea of cleaning up and understanding that we have to clean waste from our body. So this podcast is really simple. Help parents understand the importance of reducing toxicity in their children by cleaning them up and balancing their body and improving their lymph flow after antibiotic use. So antibiotics have side effects. You can get severe skin rash, hives, trouble breathing, wheezing, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat, and unusual tiredness or weakness. And there's a severe reaction that a child can get with antibiotics, or really anybody can get with antibiotics, is called anaphylaxis. The signs and symptoms of anaphylaxis can vary greatly from person to person as well as from time to time in the same person. Depends on what's going on in their body. Also, they may develop very quickly or within seconds exposure to the antibiotic, or it may take time. So we want to be watching our children when they have an antibiotic. So we really have to understand that antibiotics are very healthy, not healthy, I won't say, but they're saving lives. You know, they're getting rid of our bad bacteria, but they are also causing toxicity in the body. So when someone has anaphylaxis, it's a more serious, it's more of nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea. They feel dizzy, they're lightheaded, heart palpitations, chest discomfort, mental confusion, lower blood pressure, rapid pulse, loss of consciousness. These are all signs when your child may be going through a serious allergic reaction to the antibiotic, and you need to bring them to a doctor or an emergency room or call an ambulance. So antibiotics before the age of 2 have shown an increased risk of childhood obesity. And I understand that because 2 studies have linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. And when lymph vessels aren't functioning correctly, fat builds in an area. So when we take antibiotics, they're filling us with cellular waste. This congests our lymphatic system and can make our children have weight problems. But it's really much more than that, because my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, explains how most health problems are due to cellular waste building in our body. So even though we're here talking about antibiotics, it's really every problem that we have really will benefit from balancing the pH, activating the lymphatic system to remove this waste naturally. My goal is to help parents have healthier children who sleep, think clearly, have no digestive problems or skin issues like eczema. And simply knowing how to clean their child up after antibiotics is the difference. It's much more than probiotics, and we'll go over what we really need to do. So just knowing about the lymphatic system and that it needs to clean our body and that it gets overwhelmed when we do certain things like antibiotics or dehydration is key. We have to start thinking about the lymphatic system in ourselves and in our children on a daily basis. So when we do recurring antibiotics, this really makes the child really very toxic. When the body of an infant is becoming, or a child becoming more acidic after antibiotics, you may see digestive issues, more gas, crying, and a little bit of eczema and sleep problems. So these are all things that we can really address ourselves. Again, if it gets more serious, of course, you want to contact your doctor. But in my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, I explain how, again, an acidic pH is constricting our lymphatic system, making us toxic and inflamed. And reducing inflammation is really the role of the lymphatic system, which has 2 little vessels on either side of our neck that must drain the thousands of vessels, lymph vessels, and nodes that are in our body. So, again, watching your children, are their shoulders getting tight? Are their shoulders raised around their ears? Are they complaining about cramping in their body and their muscles? Are they complaining about pain in their knees and their joints? These are all signs of being overly acidic and things you want to watch out for after antibiotic use. So before I talk about helping your infant through antibiotics, I just want to remind you, I work with clients, infants to adults, who have cancer, Lyme, pain, brain issues. Really, every problem can be helped by activating the lymphatic system. And I do this in Scottsdale, Arizona, with work I developed called Lymphpractic. It's great for kids because it's a fully closed treatment, and it's comfortable for them. They feel very relaxed from the first session. Kids really like getting a Lymphpractic session. They feel good afterwards. So not only do I see people in Arizona, I coach people internationally and nationally. Very simple. We have a phone. We do Skype, whatever is easiest. And once I start explaining the lymphatic system, how it relates to your health problem or your child's health problem, a light bulb goes off. And you'll see, you'll really understand your health problem that you're trying to help a lot better. So there are many ways to help your child after antibiotics, and it really is needed. We have to think about this. I know when I grew up, when my sisters were sick, there was always antibiotics in the cabinet because the doctor would just prescribe them. And if your sister was sick and you started getting a little something, they started to give you antibiotics. And it was overused, and that's how we get resistant germs that really aren't reacting to antibiotics. So we do want to limit how often we take them and only save them for when we really need to do them. So if your child is older and eating solid food, give them more alkaline foods like fruits and vegetables. Limit wheat and meat, and this will help to balance pH. Water, drinking water, is so important. And make sure it's water with minerals. If it's reverse osmosis or distilled, you have to add mineral drops to it. So we want to drink mountain spring water or alkaline water, which has many minerals in it. So exercise. When your kid is sick, they're sitting around a lot, you know, get them up a little bit, not to do severe exercise, but get them go for a little walk around the house, maybe make them do a little bit of stretching to help increase blood flow. And then after they're feeling better, we definitely want to do a little bit of exercise with them, because that extra exercise is going to move our blood to move waste through our organs to be cleaned up. So if you really don't understand acid and alkaline and how acid foods can constrict us and how alkaline foods can make us a cleaning machine by opening up our body, then go to my homepage on OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. I'll give you a shorter URL. It's lymphman.com. We'll bring you there. That's LYMPHMAN.com, and that will bring you to the Osipinski Health Academy. But there's a, on the lower part of the page is a link for a acid alkaline food chart. And guys, we need to know what our food is. It acid or alkaline? And it's not about being perfect. It's really learning how to eat just a little bit, a lot more alkaline foods. Give your child some magnesium. If they could take pills, if they're older, great. If they're not, give them a liquid magnesium. There's many different types. One that I like is called Natural Calm, and is also ionic magnesium. It's an easy way to get some alkalizing supplements into your child. I love Epsom salt baths because what an easy way to relax your child, make them more comfortable, clean them up a little bit, and make them relax, because Epsom salt puts magnesium and sulfates into our body. Magnesium is good to relax us, and sulfates really make nitric oxide, which helps to oxygenate, relax our blood vessels, and it's very healthy for us. Again, a 10 to 15 minute bath at first, not too hot, and 2 cups of Epsom salt, and you'll see your kid will redo really good after the bath. And sometimes you'll see a child be a little more hyper after a bath or feel a little worse if they're sick. And we never want to do a bath while they have a fever, remember that. But that only happens the first few times where they're a little more hyperactive, and then it goes away. But the hyperactive comes from the release of waste. And the best way to bond with your child and to improve lymph flow is give them a little massage. Start gently kneading their arms, you know, starting at their palms and going up towards their underarms. Put your hand in their abdomen and gently pump up towards their ribs and squeeze their legs with your thumbs and fingers like it's a gentle dough. It only takes a few minutes, but it really feels great to them and can improve lymph flow. So take an active role in maintaining your infant during antibiotic use. It's so important to help your child have a happier and healthy life. We just can't give them antibiotics and just let it go from there. It's really not good for them. So if you're in Phoenix area, contact me to help your infant. I guarantee you will learn steps that will help them be a healthier child and a happier child. Thursday's show going to be on to help fatty liver with lymphatic system detoxification. I've had a fatty liver, and to me, the lymphatic system must remove fat. When we see fat in the lymphatic fluid, normally the lymphatic fluid is clear or a little yellow. When we see fat in it, it's actually a white. It's called chyle, and after eating, it's picking up fat. But if the lymphatic system isn't working, then it can't pick up this fat in our liver or our body, and this is how people get fatty little cysts. Starts to hold on to this fat, and we have to get our lymphatic system going. So I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system and your child's makes a difference in their life. Again, antibiotics are a lifesaver, but we need to know how to maintain our children and our own lives after taking antibiotics. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, John Osipinski. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference. Please go have a balanced and joyful life.